Good evening, all.
So we're up to still continuing in the fourth mitzvah of the Torah, mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. So what we're going to do tonight is a new part of the chinuch that we have not done yet, because it is not, as far as I remember, it has not come up yet, and that is that the chinuch is going to quote a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. We know that the chinuch appreciated both the Rambam and the Ramban in terms of their accounts of the mitzvahs, and we know that there is a differentiation between the Rambam and the Ramban. And over here, he's going to ultimately say that he agrees with the Rambam, as he tends to do, but nonetheless, he does respect the Ramban, so therefore that's why he does quote this opinion. So let's see what he says. Zesha Marnu Hu Aldas HaRambam Zichron LeBracha. He says everything we've said thus far is only according to the opinion of the Rambam, right? What did we say thus far? That when it comes to the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, there are two mitzvahs. There's the mitzvah of sanctifying the new month, and also that we have the obligation to make a leap year when it needs to happen. But when it comes to the Ramban, he says that when it comes to the sanctifying of Rosh Chodesh, that's one mitzvah. And creating a leap year, creating an extra month when need be, that is a separate mitzvah. Those are two mitzvahs according to the Ramban. And his proofs can be found in Sefer HaMitzvos, in his own notes on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos. And so it happens to be that the Bahag also, the Baal HaHalachos Gadol, he also holds, like the Ramban, that these are two separate mitzvos. So where does the Ramban get this from? Well, he says exactly where you might have thought you got it from. Remember, the Chinuch quoted two psukim to serve as sort of a support for the fact that these are part of the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, but the Ramban just takes these same psukim, which we'll read in a second, and he says this actually shows that it's a separate mitzvah entirely. What are the psukim? The pasuk hamore a mitzvah sa'ibor, the psukim that teach us that there is a separate mitzvah, are shenachshov hatukuvos kadesh shenasem odim izman hakvu alahem. And again, this mitzvah is that we calculate to make sure that the seasons will fall out at the right time, so that you can celebrate the moadim, the festivals, at the right times. What are the psukim? V'shamarta suchuka azos lamoda, when it comes to Korban Pesach, you shall observe this decree, right, as at its designated time. So that's one proof. Again, we already quoted this pasuk as a support for saying that the Ibar HaChodesh, that having a leap year is part of this mitzvah, but he's saying no, it's a separate mitzvah. V'chein shamor es chodesh aviv, right? Similarly, when it comes to the pasuk that says you shall observe the month of the spring, that the month of ripening, that the Korban Pesach should be brought around this time, these psukim, as we have written already, are proofs to show that this is a second mitzvah entirely. So what is the main reason why we have these mitzvahs? So it says, in particular, why do we have the leap year? So it says the chinuch mishar shei mitzvah zo, the underlying reasoning of the mitzvah is as follows: Kadesh Yasu Yisrael Moadei Hashem Bezmanan. Sort of as we've already been building on that, this idea that the Jewish people should be able to serve, should be able to follow the festivals of Hashem at their right times. Hashem Yisparach Tzival Asos Pesach Bezman Shatua Ba'aviv. Hashem wants us to have Pesach when all the grains are starting to ripen and everything like that, in the springtime. Right, that it says that you shall have the Chag of Pesach in the time of ripening in the springtime. And the holiday of Sukkot that falls in during the harvest time in the autumn. Right, the pasuk says that the festival of the harvest, that Sukkot falls at the season of the year. What does it mean of the year? Of the new year. That's when Sukkot should be around Rosh Hashanah time, around the time when there is a harvest happening. So these holidays have to happen at these times. Ve'ilulei Yibor Hashanim, and if we do not create leap years, Yavoh Hamoadim Shelo Bezmanim Elu, then you'll have these holidays that will not occur at these right times. What's a proof to this? Well, we know that, as far as I know, that the Muslim culture also follows the lunar calendar, and they have various holidays. For example, Ramadan, which we won't go into right now, because that's not the purpose of this short shiur, but Ramadan can happen any time of the year. Why? Shouldn't it be a set time of the year? No, because they follow the lunar calendar, so it could fall in any season. So that's a proof to show you that if we would not have a leap year, then our holidays would be all over the place. Says the chinuch lefi sheYisrael machashvim chadshehem umoadehem limei shenas halvana. The reason why The reason why the Jewish people do this is because if the Jewish people would not end up calculating their months like this and making sure that we have a leap year, then you would have an issue. Right, because the lunar calendar is how long is the lunar year? It's 354 days, 8 hours, and 876 chalakim, which is like 49 minutes or so, a little less than 49 minutes, which is v'hi chaseira mishnas hachama yud yamim chafal shaos reish dalet chalakim, and which is shorter than the solar calendar by 10 days, 21 hours, and 204 chalakim. And he says, just in case you want to always find a way to remember how much shorter the lunar calendar is than the solar calendar, siman yaka rad, you can follow the mnemonic of yaka rad, yud chaf aleph reish dalet. The yud is for 10 days, chaf aleph is for 21 hours, and reish dalet is for 204 chalakim, in case you want to remember yaka rad. Continues the chinuch. Now the ripening of the grain crops and the produce results from the sun's strength, as we know. So therefore, since we know that the seasons essentially are determined by the solar calendar, so therefore, if we would not have a leap year, when we synchronize the lunar calendar to the solar calendar, then we would not have Pesach in the springtime, and we would not have Sukkos in the fall. Therefore, we need to do it like this. We have to do this based on the Gedolei Hador, based on the giants of every generation, because it requires a great wisdom in order to be able to do it. Gam yomru ki mimeno yivada mikre hashana batvos. There's an extra additional idea that says that if you know sort of how to do it, that if you were able to, can you translate this? If you had the knowledge of understanding how the seasons work, then you would be able to know exactly what's going to happen in terms of if there will be good crops this year or bad crops this year. And as a result, says the Chinuch, we can't let that sort of knowledge fall into the hands of anyone. So therefore, we only allow this knowledge to be given to the greats of every generation, because they're the ones who could be entrusted with it. It's only fitting to give this great knowledge to the greats of the generation. So that just gives a little bit more insight into the fourth mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. God willing, tomorrow we will continue and hopefully conclude with the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. But for now, we will stop right here.